Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. A five-day lockdown in Victoria will end at midnight. The state recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 after almost 40,000 tests. Premier Daniel Andrews said some restrictions will stay until Friday, the 26th of February.
But we all have to acknowledge that it's not over, it's not gone, but that 14-day period is there for a reason. That's how long this virus can take to come forward. That's how long it can take to get a positive test. The only thing that suits all of us is to keep control of this. And yes, there's pain and difficulty. The rapid nature of these decisions speaks to the rapid infectivity of this virus.
There is no distance limit and people can leave the house. Masks are still mandatory in public, both inside and outside. Five guests can visit at home, while 20 people can gather outside in public places. Public and private workplaces can have 50% of their office capacity. School will also reopen tomorrow. Testing Chief Jerome Weimer thanked the community for responding to government advice.
First, I'd like to wish the 25 people living with coronavirus in Victoria who are all isolated safe. I'd like to wish them all the best and a speedy recovery. 130,000 people over the last 5 days is a phenomenal result, and we're so grateful to everybody who came out and got tested in that really major testing drive.
Australian of the Year and advocate for survivors of sexual assault, Grace Tame, is supporting Brittany Higgins for speaking about her own assault. Ms. Higgins worked for the Liberal Party in Canberra and says she was raped at Parliament House in 2019. Senator Jess Walsh says Parliament needs to review its toxic culture.
Well, I would like the Prime Minister to come out today and say strongly and clearly that this place, the Parliament, should never be an environment in which men feel that they can get away with sexually harassing or assaulting women. And I call on the Prime Minister today to urgently establish an independent review into what is clearly a toxic culture here in the Parliament, in this workplace.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he supports a review.
We need an arm's length, independent body that is able to investigate and provide support to anyone in this building who has an issue with their safety. That needs to be independent. It's not enough to have a government review into what happens within the government.
Two reviews are taking place within the federal government. The first doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine have been produced at a CSL plant in Melbourne. Dr. Rob Grenfell from CSIRO told Channel 9 the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, are in the process of testing vaccine quality.
Each batch actually gets tested by the TGA, and that's actually normal process. And this is to guarantee the safety of any of these pharmaceuticals coming through to the market. It's really pleasing to know that CSL is already producing vaccine doses for this process of validation.
When two doses are given 12 weeks apart, the vaccine is 82% effective. AstraZeneca Australia President Liz Chatwin says there is no need to be concerned about safety in elderly people. She says evidence suggests elderly people tolerate the vaccine well.
It's safe and effective to give the AstraZeneca vaccine to all adults over the ages of 18 years, so there's no age limit. We have seen strong immune responses in all people aged over 65, and also 100% of people in this age group exhibit antibodies to the AstraZeneca vaccine. This is wonderful news for Australia's fight against COVID-19, and it's also a remarkable example of what science can do.
New South Wales has recorded 31 days of no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 4 new infections were detected in returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced that 35,000 frontline workers will be vaccinated over the next 3 weeks. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovich.